Not really sure if they're home yet.
Okay. 我们还有许多很喜乐的事。
And we still have a lot of joyful things.
愿主使用, 我们的交通能够建立大家更加彼此相爱。
And hopefully the Lord will increase our fellowship and make us to love each other more.
同时更懂得怎么样爱神。
And then at the same time, learn how to love God.
因为你懂得爱神的时候呢, 神的爱就充满你了。
Because if when you love God, the love of God will fill in you.
And
then you will know how to love other people.
特别是您的家庭,
especially your family.
那今天我们从神的话语里面看到爱有两方面。
So today we're going to learn from God. There are two aspects of love.
这个是在哥林多前书13章, 1到8节。
And we're going to study the 1 Corinthians chapter 13 from 1 to 8.
如果您有圣经呢, 也可以打开来, 我来慢慢看。
And if you have Bible with you, please open your Bible to 1 Corinthians.
我们首先先看一看呢, 爱是, 至高的, 最重要的。
Let's see, love is the most high.
因为哥林多前书13章1到3节 告诉我们呢, 在这个世界上, 有许多其他的各样的事情, 伟大的事情, 但是都不能够跟爱相比。
So in the 1 Corinthians, we can see there are many loves in the world, many great things in the world, but nothing can compare with love.
保罗告诉我们, 在这个教会里面我们需要许多的恩赐属灵的恩赐
So Paul told us in the church we have a lot of blessings in the church
有特别的神给我们的才干
And then special gift from God
我们可以使大家弟兄姐妹都觉得哇 这一个人很有才干 很有知识 很有, 神给他的能力
Sometimes you can say this person is full of wisdom.
那大家看见的时候, 这样的, 表现呢, 都好像看见一个鸣的锣响的钵一样。
So, but whatever we see, it almost sounds like it's a resounding gong and a clanging cymbal.
我们都好像觉得, 哇, 的确神赐福这个人很好。
So we all say, oh, God sure bless this man.
在古代的时候, 哥林多教会有许多的庙宇。
So in the past, in Corinthians church,
他们有许多, 迷信的, 拜偶像的庙, 跟庙,
And they have 庙。 A lot of idol worshipping.
那如果你去这个, 自, 那个, 去拜神, 进到这个, 庙宇里面呢, 他们会用一个大的一个东西叫敲一个锣, 敲一个, 神响的音乐的东西。
So in the past, when you walk in the idol's temple, people always hit something like really loud, like a gong.
那意思就是说, 神啊, 我们现在来看你了。
So that's kind of tell God, hey, we're here.
如果睡了那些偶像要醒起来了,
so
听他的祷告了。
If all the idols are sleeping, now wake up, we're here.
那他们就以为这样可以跟神来交通了。
They think that they could have fellowship with God.
那今天有些人呢, 他们觉得, 我有神, 我不是信偶像, 我是像信真神。
So nowadays, we will think, I don't worship idols, I worship God.
我也可以讲方言。
And I can speak tongues.
就是说我可以讲其他国家的言语。
That means I can speak other languages.
甚至乎天使的言语我都懂得讲。
And also I know how to speak tongues of angels.
那就觉得, 哎呀, 很有这个才干, 很有恩赐。
So sometimes we're so gifted.
但是无论你有怎么样的方言，有怎么样的预言也好，如果没有爱的话， 神的话说没有用。
So if we speak tongues of men and angels but have no love, it's useless.
然后第二节说，如果我们很懂得讲道。
So and then second one say if we have the gift of prophecy.
哦，我们可以预言将来。
And we can fathom all mysteries.
哦，我们也明白圣经里面各样的奥秘可以告诉人。
And we understand all knowledge.
但是没有爱心的话，我们算不得什么。
But if I have not love, I'm nothing.
然后第三节说
，verse 3，
我们把所有的周济穷人。
If I give all I possess to the poor，
有写几身啊，给人家啊来使用啊。帮助别人经过许多的困难
and surrender my body to the flames
但是没有爱也是圣经说 nothing 什么都算不什么
but I have not love I gain nothing
所以爱是最重要的
so God love is most important
今天神需要您的生命需要我的生命都需要爱
So God need your life and my life, but filled with love.
在你的家庭中，您最需要的不是钱。
So in your family, the most needed things are not money.
不是说您懂得你的电脑是最厉害。
And then it's not how you well manage your computer.
不是懂得你很计算怎么样去赚钱。
Not the way you know how to calculate and how to make money.
今天最重要在您跟我的生命里面，神需要的是爱。
So the most important thing in your life and my life today is love.
那所以今天我们希望大家一起学习怎么样去爱。
So I hope we'll learn together how to love today.
刚才讲过爱有两方面。
So we say there are two aspects of love.
那你说怎么两方面呢
？So why you say two aspects?
很容易。
It's easy.
你看你的圣经这一段圣经呀，《哥林多前书》十三章里面呢，你会看见呢有积极的爱，也有反面的消极的那种的爱，所谓爱。
Oh, we can see from our verses today there are two kinds of love.One is proactive, one is
negative. 那我们有许多圣经告诉我爱应该怎么做，做什么。
So the Bible teaches what is love and what we should do.
爱不是只是讲。
Love is not only talking.
那当然，在美国的那个文化，西方文化很注重讲啊，哦，爱人，我很爱你啊，我讲很重要。
So in our Western culture, we used to use words to show our love.
但是那些爱有时候我们的所谓爱呢，所讲的爱呢，不是真正的爱。
So sometimes the love we say, it's so-called love, it's not real love.
圣经说的爱是行动的爱。
So the love in the Bible is a love of action.
不单是你懂得怎么讲。
It's not only how to say it,
你也懂得怎么去做
but how to live it out.
等于你晓得一个年轻人告诉他的女朋友说，我很爱你，写一封很长的信。
So it's like a young man tell his girlfriend, I love you, and write a long love letter.
有非常好的一些诗章，他自己做的。唱得很好，我怎么样怎么样爱你。
And sounds really good with poems and all good words.
最后他写完信，最后写 P.S. 就是再有一些字告诉他。
But after the love letter, he said P.S.
他说，如果明天不下雨，我会来看你。
So if it's not raining tomorrow, I'll come see you.
他说他很爱他。
So I really love you.
下雨就不能来看你。
But I won't come see you unless if it rains.
你看他所讲的所谓爱，根本他自己都不晓得自己在讲什么嘞。
So all the love he was talking about, he has no idea what he was talking about.
所以 圣经告诉我们很清楚，至少有八样，你看啊，都是积极的怎么去爱人。
So there is eight love that's shown in Bible to teach us how to love.
然后呢，就另外也有八样呢，是告诉你在爱中什么东西，有在爱里面你不做的事，有些事你不应该做的事。
And also there are eight things that you're not supposed to do.
那今天我们就先来看一看，爱里面你应该做哪八样什么事情了。
So let us see what the eight things we should do.
第一，圣经讲爱是恒久忍耐。
First, love is patient.
那这个原文忍耐这个字呢，是英文有些翻译很不错，就是 long suffering， 就是很强的，也有温柔的这样子。
So it's we have pretty good translation in English. It's patient means you are
long suffering,
but you are patient in the long suffering.
就是很长的时间，你还是懂得去温温火火的。
And you know how to be gentle even after a long period of time.
就是你被人家激得很怒的时候，你知道这个人做错事的时候，你还能够耐心的对他。
So you're still patient when people really irritate you and anger you.
我不会立刻用我的言语去骂他、反驳他、去激动他。
I will not fight against you with my word.
那这个是容忍别人的不完美。
So this is where patient with other people's imperfect.
他们的错误。
Their shortcomings.
他们跟我的意见是完全相反。
And then they have opposite opinions with mine.
我容忍他。
And I will be patient with them.
我给他时间去考虑。
I'll give them time to think about it.
我让他去思想，给他机会去改变。
I'll give them time to think and give them time and chance to change.
甚至乎，如果那个人是做错的，都让他可以有自由去做错事。
And then even if the other people wronged you, you'll let them.
这个是忍耐温柔。
And this is what we call patient.
当然是不容易了。
It's not easy.
因为我们本性是不愿意等候的。
Because in our inside, in our own spirit, we don't want to wait.
好像我在等待，我要吃午饭，吃晚饭，啊，饭还没有到，啊，我就气了，是吧？
So it's like when we're waiting for our lunch and dinner to be ready. We're just, we have no patience. We don't like to wait. So sometimes when the computer is slow, we got frustrated. We don't want to wait. So what do?
这个是我的本性。
This is my human nature.
我承认。
I admit it.
我怎么办呢？
What can I do?
只有一个方法。
There's only one way.
来到神面前。
Come before God.
神啊，帮助我放下我自己。
And God help me to lower myself.
我知道我是，许多时候我是求完全的结果。
So sometimes I ask for result.
但是我得不到。
But I can't get it.
求你给我忍耐。
Please give me patience.
求你帮助我不会反击去攻击别人。
Help me not to go in an attacking mode.
因为这样做，你的结果是怎么样？你不会赢的。
Because
the result, 只有更多的吵闹。
Because the result is not going to win.
让对方更加气你。
It's all going to be full of
anger. 那谁来的？我们要打架是不是？
So it's like fighting with people.
我是大的，你是小的，我们打。打赢你，我就赢了，是不是？
It's like I'm big, you're small. Let's fight. I win.
你是太笨了。
You're silly.
你绝对不会赢的。
You can't win.
就算你打伤了他，你也不会赢。
Even you win in a battle, you're not a winner.
哦，你说我不会打。
You say I don't know.
我是很气呀。
I'm just angry.
我气得要命啊，怎么办？
I'm really angry. What shall I do?
我还是要气下去。
I'm still gonna get angry.
结果你有胃痛了。
And then you get stomach ulcer.
胃溃疡啊。
Your stomach hurts.
为什么我的胃常常不舒服啊？
Why my stomach feels funny all the time? Because I'm angry.
是不是？ Yeah, 你不愿意忍耐。
You don't want to be patient.
求神帮助我们。
Ask God to help us.
不会引起别人的攻击。
So don't cause any attack.
反而能够借助忍耐。等候让爱继续爱那个人，他们会回爱我们。
But let us be patient and love the person, and they give them time, and they will eventually love us back.
最近我看了一个很美好的见证。
So I have seen and heard a very beautiful testimony.
我相信这个见证也发生在许多的家庭里面。
And I believe it happens in a lot of families too.
华人的家庭也常常有发生。
And also in our Chinese families.
这是一对夫妇，叫做 Karen 跟 Bruce。
So there are a couple whose name are
Karen and Bruce. 他们在教会长大。
They grew up in church.
大家有说我们信了耶稣啦，受浸啊，什么样啦
？So they all say we believe in God and then been baptized.
但是这个丈夫没有属灵增长的表示。
But the husband has no spiritual growth.
去教堂礼拜天花一个半钟头是无所谓了。
So he goes to church for one hour and a half every Sunday. It's like nothing.
他坐在教堂里面就想自己的事，看自己的那个电话啦，什么东西嘛。
So he sits in the church playing with his cell phone.
结果这个丈夫就越来有许多的坏的习惯。
So the husband developed a lot of bad habits.
他喜欢 Bruce 喜欢喝酒。
And he loves to drink.
因为喝酒越来越多了。
And he drank more and more.
就很想晚上也是要去外面喝酒。
And then even at night he wants to go out and drink.
做其他不好的事情。
And do some other indecent things.
结果把家庭许多钱都花掉了。
And then spend all the money in his family.
没有钱了。
Have no more money.
就虐待他的妻子
Karen. He abused his wife.
也虐待他的儿女
And abused his children.
怎么虐待
How?
不喜欢就骂吧
Well, he will
just scold them. 不喜欢就吵
吧 And then he will say
不喜欢就打嘛
And then beat them.
这样子，有些朋友就劝太太了
There are some people talk to the wife.
是教会的朋友啊
And this is thefriends from church.
说 Karen, 你这个丈夫是这样子啦。
So Karen, look at your husband.
暂时离开他吧。
Just stay away from him for a while.
你何必在家里让他虐待你跟孩子呢
？Why you stay with him being abused by him?
但是这个太太拒绝这样的提议。
But the wife refused to do so.
她说，我愿意继续忍耐等候他。
And she said, I want to be patient and take everything in and wait for him.
求神改变我的丈夫。
I want to ask God to change my husband.
求神给我有忍耐，有温柔。
So I hope God will give me patience, give me tenderness.
给我知道怎么样来照顾他的需要。
And then may God let me know how to take care of my husband.
过了几年之后。
Several years later.
牧师来看他们。
The pastor came to see them.
看到的时候，夫妻来招待这个丈夫啊，这个牧师。
So the couples come to serve the pastor.
哦，原来这个 Bruce 改变了。
And then Bruce has changed.
那牧师就问了。
So the pastor asked.
你怎么会改变的呢
？So Bruce, how did you change?
那他就讲了几个原因，其中两个。
So Bruce said some reasons.
一个，我有一次最近去听教会的布道会，一个讲员讲的时候，我很受感动。
So one time, the husband said one time I went to church, listened to the pastor preaching, I was deeply moved.
但是最大的原因是因为我的太太。
But the most important thing is because of my wife.
因为我这么多几年看见我的太太这样忍受我给她的麻烦啊，我仍然没有离开我。
So after all these years of me mistreating my wife, and she still stays with me.
我知道她真的是爱我。
So I know she truly loved me.
是她的爱感动了我。
So it's her love who changed me.
使我回头。
And then make me turn around.
使我知错。
Make me know what I did was wrong.
现在这个 Bruce 是教会的领袖了。
So now the Bruce is the leader of a church.
他的家庭充满了爱。
So his family is full of love.
他们是一个健康的家庭了。
It's a healthy family.
各位弟兄姐妹，爱是有忍耐的。
So our brothers and sisters, love is patient.
我你说我需要人爱我，人家忍耐我啊。
So I want people to be patient.
我需要忍耐别人。
I want people to be patient with me.
为什么你们不爱我啊？
Why don't you love me?
哦，每个人都像这个 Karen 就跑了啊！然后我要需要这样的人来爱我。
So everybody like Karen would be run away, but you know I don't want to be patient.
但是神会帮助你的。
But God will help you.
来到神的面前，你自己祷告，安静，你说神啊，帮助我放下我自己啊。
So go before God, be quiet, and then in your spirit, ask God to help you.
让我懂得怎么样去忍耐。
And help us know how to be patient.
然后第二个圣经讲的积极的方法就是爱是恩慈。
And second one in the Bible is love is kind.
恩慈是什么意思呢？
So what is kind?
恩慈就是你忍耐的时候，耐心的时候。显出的行动。
So the kind is the expression, the way your action when you've been patient with other people.
懂得去帮助人，那你就会有喜乐了。
And then know how to help people, and you have joy.
耶稣说，我们要爱仇敌啊。
So Jesus said, love your enemies.
哦，你要领导人向上，感动他们。
So you will You should move their hearts to.
所以你就用积极的方法去对待别人了。
So use some proactive ways to treat
other people. 特别是你的家人。
Especially your family members.
教会里面的人也是一样。
And also the members in our church.
你懂得去感谢他们，去赞赏他们。
And know how to thank them.To be appreciate them.
小小的事情，你会心想你的家人为你所做的。
And then even through small things, you'll think about them.
我想请问大家一句。
So I want to ask you something.
你上个礼拜、这个月，有没有跟你的太太或者丈夫说谢谢你啊？很欣赏你这为我做这个。
So have you ever talked to your wife or husband the past week?Thank you, and I really appreciate you.
这个是恩慈。
And this is kind.
如果你说，我向他谢，他要谢谢我。
You say, oh, I thank him. He needs to thank me.
我这么辛苦。
And I go to work, make money.
他做了什么错事？我还谢谢他是干什么？
那 why I ask thank him for?
那你这样的思想是很大的错误。
And it's a big mistake.
无怪你的家庭没有幸福，没有爱。
No wonder there's no love, there's no joy in your family.
你不懂得去恩慈地待你的家人。
And you don't know how to be kind to your family members.
教会里面也是一样。
The same thing in the church also.
我们需要亲切感。
We need kind.
能够听人家所讲的话。
We need to be able to accept what other people say.
特别在妻子的分数，妻子所讲的话呢，我们做丈夫的需要学习去听了。
And especially when wife talks, husband needs to learn how to listen.
我们不是只是告诉人，就是好多东西，你要学习去听，因为女人是喜欢讲话分数的。
So you need to listen to the wife because women love to talk and to express themselves.
对，你的太太会讲好多事情，你说，哎呀，管什么事，你不要。但是他是喜欢分享的。
So don't say, oh, there's so many things you're talking about.
你能够听就是恩慈。
But the wife loves to talk. If you can listen, that's kindness.
如果你说 shut up,
if you say shut up,
我不听了，我太麻烦了。
It's just too annoying.
对不起啊，你有问题。
I'm sorry, you have a problem.
你的家庭永远有问题。
And then there will be problem in your family.
为什么？
Why?
你不肯听嘞。
Because you don't want to listen.
哦，你说，哎呦，做丈夫很惨啊，要听听听。
So sometimes say, oh, poor husband, I have to listen to all that stuff.
你记得，爱是恩赐。
And don't forget, love is kind.
这个就是神的爱。
That's the love of God.
在我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣已经为我们钉死了，对不对？
When we're still sinners, Jesus died for us.
所以我们应该懂得听跟微笑。
So we need to learn how to listen and how to smile.
你每天笑多少次啊？
How many times you smile every day?
还是每天都是大声讲话骂人啊？
Or every day you talk loud and be angry.
你越笑得多，你的家庭越快乐。
The more you love, the more joy you have in your family.
你有没有抱歉？认错？
Have you ever say sorry?
那前几个礼拜何牧师来教我们家庭的关系。
So for a few weeks, Pastor Ho will teach us.
他教导我们，他说你在家里怎么赢呢？怎么能够做一个赢的人呢
？So he teaches us how to be a winner in your own family.
哇，我们大家许多的一种反应啊，提议了。
So we all have different kind of reactions.
但是最后我们是讲了一句。
But finally, the pastor says.
一个赢的人，无论是丈夫、妻子谁呀、啊，只是懂得说对不起的人。
So the winner is someone who knows how to say sorry.
你懂得说对不起，你就赢了。
You will win if you know how to say sorry.
因为你赢了那个人的心了。
Because you win the other person's heart.
这个就是恩慈啊。
This is kind.
我们有求神给我们有这样的恩惠。
So we should ask God to give us.
我们知道这个是不容易。
We know it's not easy.
我在讲啊，我也对自己说，这个是不容易的事情。
I'm preaching and I tell myself it's not easy.
但是爱是恒久仁慈。
But love is patient and kind.
那第三，爱是怎么样呢？
And the third.
积极方面是要只喜欢真理。
So love rejoices with the truth.
就是不对错的是妥协。
And don't give up with the wrong things.
能够喜欢真理的就是说真的话。
So rejoice with the truth is say telling the truth.
不愿意犯罪的。
And don't want to fall in sin.
如果是犯罪的，对不起，这个不是爱。
And if you sin, I'm sorry, it's not love.
今天在美国的西方文化，包括我们这中国人的文化，许多时候就讲谎话，常常讲谎话。
So it's like in our Chinese culture and Western culture, every culture, we lie.
向谁讲谎话呢？
Lie to who?
向家人讲谎话。
Lie to our families.
对朋友讲不对的话。
And lie to our friends.
不是真真实实的情况。
It's not the truth we're talking about.
这样子就不是喜欢真理了。
So that's not rejoice with the truth.
约翰，这个耶稣最爱的门徒讲了一件事情，他说：“我很高兴人能够行真理的。”
So John, as Jesus' favorite disciple, said, "I'm very happy people will tell the truth."
所以爱不是做错事的。
So love is not to do the wrong thing.
这个我们要很注意这个情况。
So we have to be pay attention to this.
许多人为了说我爱你，我爱你，结果就带领人做错事。
So some people say I love you, I love you, but lead people to do the wrong thing.
讲不对的话。
And say the wrong thing.
对不起，这个不是爱呀。
And sorry, that's not love.
这个是骗人啊。
That's love. That's a lie. It's deceiving.
用不正当的手段去做事的时候，对不起，这个不是圣经讲的爱。
So when we do things with the wrong motive or wrong way, I'm sorry, it's not the love the Bible talks about.
但是你说有时候不能不这样子啊。
But sometimes say, I have to do that.
我们不想伤别人的心啊。
We don't want to hurt somebody's feelings.
那你需要智慧咯。
But you need wisdom.
求神教导你怎么样能讲真话，
也不会伤害别人。
So ask God so that you can speak the truth without hurting other people's feelings.
当讲真理的时候，大家都会喜乐了。
So when you speak truth, everybody will rejoice.
所以爱是忍耐。
And love is patient.
爱是恩慈。
Love is kind.
爱是真实的，讲真理的。
And love rejoices with the truth.
然后第四节，爱是凡事包容。
So love,
bears
all things.
那什么叫做凡事包容呢？中文就是说是一种保护了。
So what is bear all things? In our Chinese, you say something like protect.
那就是说人家的做的不好的坏的东西呢，你不要帮他相传播。
So that means when people do something not right, so what we do is we should not be gossip about it.
我们能够保持秘密。
We should keep it within ourselves.
那我们知道在家里，我们夫妻常都讲别人的闲话，对不对？
So sometimes in our family we gossip about other people.
有个姐妹说，哎，我们最喜欢在家里就是讲哦，这个某某人什么事情，这个家庭有什么问题，我们都很喜欢讲啊。
Oh, sometimes we say, oh, that's our favorite thing to do is talking about this family and talking about that person.
但是不要告诉别人啊，不要出去告诉别人。
But just keep in the circle. Don't let it go out.
Yeah, 我们要包容别人的短处。
So we should bear all other people's shortcomings.
我们每一个人都有短处，对不对？
We all have shortcomings.
如果不包容的时候，问题就很多了。
If we don't bear with each other, there's a lot of problems.
我有很多的短处。
And I have a lot of.
如果我太太不包容我，我今天不会在这里。
If my wife does not bear with me, and I won't be here.
每一个人都是一样啊。
So everybody's the same.
你包容多少呢？
You bear with other people?
中国人讲，宰相的肚子很大，对不对啊？心胸很广宽。
So they say, the prime minister's belly is big enough to can put a boat in.
Yeah, 对啊，你需要能够忍耐别人的短处，人家做的不好，你就知道怎么样去帮助他，跟他相处，跟他同工啊。
So sometimes we really need to learn how to bear with each other.
特别在教会里面。
Especially in the church.
感谢主，我们教会里面同工都非常聪明，非常有才干，非常厉害的。
And thank God all the church members are very full of wisdom and abilities to do all kinds of things.
我想一想，我们弟兄姐妹真是哇，太厉害了。
So I think, oh, we're just, everybody was full of skill.
因为太厉害，也不能够同工，容易的同工，容易的相处。
So sometimes it's not easy to be dealing with each other in peace.
为什么？
Why?
因为意见不同啊。
Because we have different opinions.
每个人的性格不同。
And we have our own beliefs.
对付一个方法的情况不同。
And then we have different ways to deal with it.
我们大家都赢。
So if everybody
wins, 我的主意就要跟从我。
So everybody think my idea is better.
我说要这样做，你们要同意，对不对？
So I think this is supposed to be done this way. Everybody should agree with me.
大家都不同意见，那怎么办？
So everybody has different opinion. What should we do?
我们需要妥协。
We should learn how to compromise.
我们需要包容。
And we need to learn how to bear with each other.
那教会就大问题了。
And if we don't know how to do that, there will be big problems in our church.
为什么包容？
Why do we bear each other?
因为神包容我们。
Because God put up with us.
我们也彼此相爱，对不对？
So we need to love each other.
好，下面了，凡事相信。
So believes all things.
哇，你说这个困难了。
So it's
not easy. 什么都相信，你是笨蛋。
Trust everything, you're silly.
什么这个相信，什么意思？
How can you trust everything? What does it mean?
那个就是对别人有信心。
So you have faith in other people.
相信别人的潜能。
And believe other people's potential.
相信别人的好处。
And believe other people they can do good.
特别是基督徒的相信神会在他身上来做工。
And especially as Christian, we believe God will do great things in them.
这样子我们就
多给别人有鼓励。
So we'll encourage other people.
对他们有信用。
And then,
credit.
Oh, give them credit.
啊，他们对我们也有信用。
And then they give us credit.
那这个不是说我们容易被人家骗。
So it doesn't mean we're gullible.
我们不是说，哎呀，常常看见人都讲谎话，我们还是相信。
So it's not like when people lying to us, we still trust them.
我们会包容他。
But we will bear them.
为他祷告。
And pray for them.
求神改变那个人。
And we'll ask God to change that person.
特别是我们的家人啊。
Especially our family members.
是我们自己的儿女。
It's our own daughters and sons.
是我们的亲戚。
It's our own relatives.
我们会想他好。为他好的。
And we all want good things for them.
所以要用你的爱为他们祷告。
So use your love to pray for them.
要用你的爱去求神帮助他们会改变。
So ask God to change their hearts.
同时也求神改变我自己。
And at the same time ask God to change ourselves too.
那个相信就是相信神。
The trust means we trust in God.
有神的管制，神会帮助你的。
So God will help us.
所以相信在神的旨意下，什么事情都可能。
So we understand in the Lord, everything is possible.
昨天和牧师给我们一个很厉害的一个见证。
So the pastor gave us a very powerful testimony.
在洛杉矶第一浸信会发生的。
So it's in a church in Los Angeles.
那个是教会在祷告。
So the whole church was praying.
教会要求焚新。
And then the church asked for
revival.
Revival.
教会也大家在求进食祷告，求神帮助教会长进。
So everybody was praying and then for the church to grow.
求神帮助可以带领更多人来教会相信耶稣。
And pray that the church will have more members and will bring more people to believe in Jesus.
那有一个家庭呢，太太是信主的。
And there is a family, the wife is a believer.
孩子也信主了。
And the children are believers too.
但是爸爸不信主的。
But the husband is not.
爸爸是怎么样的人呢
？So what kind of man is the father？
那个爸爸是从大陆来的。
So the father is from mainland。
他是无神论者。
He's an atheist。
他也是从前共产党员。
And he is the former communist party。
当然是无神论。
Of course, he's an atheist。
他说：“我是用科学态度，如果看不见，不信。”
So he said, I have a scientific mind. If I don't see, I don't believe.
你给我看。
So if you see there's a God,
你给我证明。
And prove it to me.
啊，没有证明，不信。
So if you don't prove it, I don't believe it.
所以从来不愿意去教会。
So he never wanted to go to church.
那个时候呢，那个儿子啊，太太说，哎呀，你来吧，跟我去听听道啦。
So all the family members are invited him into church.
他说不去。
And he's refusing it.
但是如果您能够让我看见一件事，神在做工，我就去。
So he said, if you want me to see one thing that God is working,
他说你们教会在祷告。
So he said, your church is praying.
你们求什么？求什么？
What are you asking for?
他们说，因为我们洛杉矶那个时候没有下雨，所以我们求神给我们有雨。
Yeah, he said our church is praying for rain because there's so much drought.
那个先生说好。如果神下雨十次，我就来教会了。
So the husband said, if God let rain fall down 10 times, I'll come to the church.
那我们普通人就觉得这个无可能了，对不对？
So normal people think it's almost
impossible. 下雨，怎么会下十次？
So rain is rain, how come 10 times?
他们就说，我们为你祷告。
So, but the people said, okay, we'll pray about it.
怎么知道过两天，大家记得，真的下雨了。
And after 2 days, it really started raining.
这个怎么样下雨法呢？
So how did it rain?
停一停。
And stopped.
过一阵子再下。
And after a while, it rained again.
所以真的是十次。
It's really
10
times.
停下雨。
Stop and rain 10 times.
那个人无话可讲。
So the husband was out of word.
结果他就信了耶稣了。
And then he finally put his faith in Christ.
那弟兄姐妹，你说，哎呀，这种事情，哎呀，太奇怪了，不会可能性的。
So sometimes you're thinking those things are so weird, it can't be real.
但是你相信神。
But you believe in God.
任何事都可能的。
Everything is possible.
只要合乎神的旨意就可以了。
As long as it's what God's will.
神一定会帮助你继续祷告的结果。
And God will help you continue to pray.
感谢主，弟兄姐妹，你让愿意相信神的作为吗？
So, brothers and sisters, do you want to believe what God has done?
凡事盼望。
And then hope in all things.
什么叫做凡事盼望呢？
So, what we're talking about, hope.
那个就是说盼望神会做大的工作。
So that's what we're expecting and waiting for what God will do.
那就是说我们绝对不会放弃。
So that means we will not give up.
我们不会失望。
We're not disappointed.
因为神在管理我们的生命。
Because God is in charge.
神会管理你的生命。
And God is in charge of yours.
我们就盼望神凡事都会有他的答案。
So we hope in God everything has its own answer.
我们就知道神就真的会成就他所说的。
So God will do what he has promised.
我们盼望教会会长大，对不对？
We hope our church will grow.
你有没有这样的盼望呢？
Do you have such hope?
你又愿不愿意继续祷告呢？
Do you want to continue praying?
你盼望你家庭有些改变。
Do you hope there changes needs to be done in your family?
神会听你的祷告的。
God will listen to you.
神会继续给你生命里面有积极的盼望。
And God will give you hope in your life.
不要过一个消极的生命。
Don't be pessimistic.
什么东西，哎呀，都不好了，没有办法的啦，
so、everything,
已经完全放弃了。
So give up everything. There's no way I can do. There's no way I
can do that. 因为你是基督徒。
Because you're Christian.
神爱你。
God loves you.
你接受了神的爱了。
You receive God's love.
你可以凡事都盼望。
And in everything you have hope.
啊，同时神也帮助你能够凡事忍耐。
So God will help us to endure all things.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们知道忍耐是不容易。
So we know enduring is not an easy thing.
求神帮助我们不怕受苦。
So ask God to help us. Don't be afraid of suffering.
忍受各种的困难。
Endure all kinds of troubles.
忍受不良的环境。
And endure all different
surroundings. 不同的天气。
And different weathers.
许多东西让我们都不高兴的。
And there are a lot of things we're not satisfied with.
靠神，因为爱，我们可以忍耐。
But because of the love of God, we can endure it.
弟兄姐妹，许多你们这么多年在教会了。
So their brothers, sisters, so many years are in church.
我们看见有些人离开教会啊，对吧？
We see their people left church.
但是你没有离。
But you didn't.
您还在。
And you're still here.
你还在彼此相爱。
You still love each other.
这个证明神的爱在你心中了。
This proves the love of God is in you.
你仍然爱教会。
You still love, love the church.
因为您爱神。
Because you love God.
弟兄姐妹，
Brothers,
你愿意忍耐吗？
Do you love like to endure?
神一定会做他的大事的。
And God will perform what he has promised.
只要您不怕困难。
So don't be afraid of troubles.
仍然靠着主。
And depend on God.
神就可以帮助你了。
And God will help you.
我们最后看爱是永不止息。
So the last one, not the least, is love never fails.
就是爱今天是最大的。
So love is the most important thing.
比信心更大。
It's bigger than faith.
比盼望也很更大。
It's bigger than hope.
在一直永远都是有爱的。
It's everlasting love.
爱神是爱您。
And God loves you.
神也是爱我。
And God loves me.
啊，神也会让你会成功的。
And God will make you be successful.
神一定会帮助你的。
And God will help you.
让他的爱充满你的。
And let His love fill
in
you.
你只要来到他面求就可以了。
Go before Him and ask Him.
绝对不要灰心。
And don't give up.
有一个宣教士到了印度传福音。
And there is a missionary went
to India. 那是几十年之前呢，那个时候呢，印度呢，当然也有许多的疾病困难。
So several decades before in India, there are a lot of diseases and problems.
这个传教士呢得了肺病。
So the missionary has lung problems.
他也放在医院里面。
And he is in the hospital.
他传福音十几年了。
So he has preached the gospel for
一个人都没有人信主。
And nobody believes in him.
他派传单，印度人都不要。
He passed out those flyers and nobody wants to accept it.
他讲什么没有人信他。
And he said nobody believes.
他现在有肺病。
And now he has lung problems.
在医院里面。
And in the hospital.
怎么办
？What can he do？
每天晚上他在祷告。
And he prayed.
哦，有一天晚上两点钟他醒过来啊。
So there's one early morning about 2 o'clock.
哦，看见哦，对面有一个老人家要起床。
He saw there's a elder people want to get up.
但是因为他太老了。
Because he's too old.
太软弱。
And too weak.
病很重。
And then very sick.
没有办法起来。
And could not get up.
尽量都不能起来。
So he tried very hard couldn't get up.
他也不敢动，他在那里看着，为那个老人担心。
So he was just looking at him, is very worried about him.
他也不敢的去碰他。
And he's there now to go touch him.
那结果那个老人家就在床上，就是做他的大便小便了。
So and then the older people just have to go on the bed.
他要去厕所的本来，所以没有办法就在床上
做。So he wants to go to the bathroom but couldn't get up.
第二天早上
，the next morning，
那个时代那个看护护士对他不好啊。
So the nurse are really rude.
看见的时候就骂他了。
And then they're really using bad words on him.
老人家也不懂得怎么样解释他自己。
And the old person does not know how to explain it.
那些人对他非常不好。
They're treating him badly.
因为要换他的尿布，要换他这个床，大家都很。
Because they have to clean his sheets and change everything, so they're very angry.
啊，这个孙家是看见他就很伤心了。
So the missionary saw all this is really hurt.
怎么办呢?
So what can he do?
第三天,
the third day.
两点钟他也醒来了。
2 o'clock in the morning he woke up.
那个老人家又在动了。
And then the old person's moving around trying to get up again.
他起来没有办法起来啊。
So he don't know how to get up.
那怎么办?
So what did he do?
所以孙家是指自己勉强自己起来。
So the missionary just tried to get up himself.
跑到那个老人家的床前。
And go to the older people's bed.
把他抱住他，带他去厕所。
And carry him all the way to the bathroom.
扶住他，让他在哪里大便小便。
And then hold on to him so he can finish his.
然后把他带回床上。
And then bring him back to the bed.
那过了几天。
So after a few days.
有些病人看见了这个事情。
There's some other people in the hospital saw what he did.
很受感动。
And they were deeply moved.
他们来到他面前。
They come before him.
你是信什么东西的?
And then they ask him, what do you believe in?
你的福音单要让我看一看。
So let me see your gospel tracts.
结果从那天开始，他带领许多印度人信耶稣。
Just from that day on, he led a lot of Indian people to the Lord.
各位弟兄姐妹，爱是有行动的。
So, brothers and sisters, love is action.
爱是有忍耐的。
And love.
爱有时是受苦的。
And sometimes love will have to endure a lot of pain and suffering.
爱是有恩慈的。
And love is kind.
你愿意这样做吗?
Do you want to do such things?
你愿意凡事忍耐吗?
Do you want to be patient?
凡事盼望吗?
Everything.
凡事相信吗? 凡事包容吗?
Do you want to protect all things and trust all things, hope all things,
用真理来爱人吗?
And do you want to love people with truth?
请低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads in prayer.
天父，求你帮助我们在你面前来反省。
Heavenly Father, help us to come before you to Think about ourselves.
让我们懂得爱自己的家人。
Help us to learn how to love our family members.
我们承认我们的爱是不够。
We admit that our love is not enough.
求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
爱我们的家人。
Help us to love our families.
爱我们的丈夫。
Love our husbands.
爱我们的妻子。
And love our wives.
爱我们的儿女。
Love our daughters and sons.
爱我们教会的弟兄姐妹。
And love the brothers and sisters in our church.
愿你的爱充满我们。
May your love fill us.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉耶稣名求。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请各位打开你的。